The entertainment you want. The information you need. Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elk Mound. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met in Tel Aviv with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today, pushing to finalize a ceasefire deal.
The State Department said Blinken emphasized to Netanyahu it is Hamas standing in the way of a ceasefire. He also discussed improving the delivery of humanitarian aid to Gaza. Blinken again conveyed the U.S. opposition to a major military operation by Israel into Rafah. This comes after Netanyahu said Tuesday they will enter Rafah with or without a deal to release hostages.
ABC's Karen Travers. Pro-Palestinian protests reaching new levels of unrest across college campuses at the University of Wisconsin-Madison today. Police in riot gear began clearing out campus protesters. Classes at UCLA in Los Angeles canceled today due to clashes between demonstrators and police. And at Columbia University, New York police made more than 100 arrests as officers cleared a hall occupied by protesters. This is ABC News. A Baltimore high school principal is under fire for making racist, anti-Semitic comments circulating online. The only problem is he didn't make them. ABC's Jim Ryan explains.
Pikesville, Maryland high school principal Eric Eisworth at last year's graduation.
Class of 2023, you did it.
And in comments posted more recently online.
Between these ungrateful black kids who can't test their way out of a paper bag, or these teachers.
But only the first audio is real. Investigators say a staff member whom Eisworth had accused of theft used artificial intelligence tools to create the second audio. Dejan Darian is facing serious legal consequences, but Eisworth is still being slammed on social media by people who haven't learned the truth about the tape. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Weekly COVID-19 hospitalization numbers have hit the lowest level since the pandemic began. That, according to the CDC, at the peak of the Omicron variant in early 2022, there were about 150,000 weekly admissions. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same-day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect Guarantee. So it's done right, or it's printed again, free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Windy today, with gusts peaking at 40 miles per hour under partly sunny skies. High temperatures will reach the mid-60s and by tomorrow become much cooler into the upper 50s. This as showers and thunderstorms strike early in the morning and linger throughout most of the day. It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Currently, it's 52.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newbert. UW-Madison police clashed with pro-Palestinian protesters Wednesday morning as officers removed a tent encampment from Library Mall. That audio from former Daily Cardinal reporter Tyler Katzenberger. Police say they made multiple arrests after scuffles during the removal of those tents. Protesters are reportedly already rebuilding the encampment. Organizers for the Republican National Convention want the Secret Service and Milwaukee officials to move a nearby protest area. City leaders picked Marquette Park as the protest zone, saying they wanted to balance potential protesters' rights against attendee safety. The RNC says the park is still too close to the Deer District. Elijah Vu's mother will not be getting out of jail. Katrina Bauer on Tuesday asked a judge to release her on a signature bond on child neglect charges. The judge refused, saying it's likely Bauer wouldn't return for court proceedings. I'm Raymond Neupert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select AK System battery tool sets. Real Steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. Offer valid on select AK System sets for a limited time only while supplies last. See participating dealer for details. Getting ready to take on spring? Create your own outdoor oasis with legendary steel tools. From mowers and blowers to trimmers and more, count on Steel to get it done this spring. Right now, save $30 on the American-made FS56 RCE trimmer. Real Steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. The FS56 RCE is made in America of U.S. and global materials. Offer valid for a limited time only while supplies last. See participating dealer for details.
Better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07. Reporting from the NAFB Washington Watch in Washington, D.C., I'm Brian Winnikins with News on WRDN. News This Hour being brought to you by Numbers R Us, your QuickBooks Pro Advisor and Daily Money Managers, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. NTech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. SFB Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. And Anabus Silo, your Coyote tractor and Toro dealer, Durand. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources confirms the first positive test result for chronic wasting disease in a wild deer in Pierce County. The deer was sick and humanely dispatched in the town of Spring Lake and is within 10 miles of the Dunn and St. Croix County borders. This detection will cause Pierce County to begin a three-year baiting and feeding ban on May 15th of this year. St. Croix County will begin a two-year baiting and feeding ban on May 15th. Dunn County will renew the ban that's already in place. The deer was a 4 to 5 year old doe and is the first confirmed wild deer with CWD detected in Pierce County. A former Eau Claire teacher is looking at 3 years in prison as part of a plea deal in a child pornography case. Former teacher Todd Williams pleaded guilty to one count of possessing child porn. Prosecutors agreed to drop six other counts. Investigators say they found child porn on Williams' computer back in 2019. He's filed an appeal in an attempt to stay out of prison. The Minnesota State Patrol says one person is dead following a crash in Dakota County yesterday. Investigators say a Toyota Camry was driving through a work zone on Highway 52 near Hampton, went across the center line and was hit by a southbound tractor trailer. The crash closed the highway for several hours and led to additional crashes that injured at least three people. The State Patrol has not released the name of the person that was killed in that accident. UW-Madison leaders say they will talk with pro-Palestinian protesters, but only after the protesters get rid of their tents on campus. Madison Chancellor Jennifer Mnuchin released a statement to protesters that says the school recognizes the right to protest, but also says protesters are breaking the law by camping out on campus in Madison and Milwaukee. Mnuchin says she hopes that, quote, protesters will elect to avail themselves of the many alternative ways to protest and express their views without tents or encampments on our campus grounds, unquote. The UW is not saying what would happen if the students don't take down the tents. You're listening to WRDN News.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
We've got the- what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
The University of Wisconsin Stout can add a new color to its identity. Green. The U.S. Department of Education has named UW Stout a National Green Ribbon School based on its long-term and ongoing efforts to infuse sustainability into operations and the classroom and to create a campus-wide culture that advances environmental initiatives. The Green Ribbon Award, a one-time honor, is given annually to a select number of schools, including early learning centers, elementary, secondary, and post-secondary institutions. The 2024 winners are invited to a fall recognition ceremony here in Washington, D.C. There's a video announcing the winners and the list of the awardees by state. With the Wisconsin fishing season opening Saturday, Xcel Energy is reminding recreational and fishing enthusiasts to be safe around dams and hydroelectric facilities. Boating or canoeing around or below a dam can be very dangerous, especially if the flow changes and your boat is anchored in a hazardous zone, says Robert Olson, Hydro Operations Manager at Xcel Energy. If you're operating a watercraft near a dam, you need to be aware of changing flow conditions from either the spillway or powerhouse. And if you recreate near a dam, you need to be aware of your surroundings so you can quickly respond to rapidly changing water conditions, he said. Xcel Energy operates 19 hydroelectric plants in Wisconsin with a total generating capacity of 270 megawatts. Now, six of those plants are on the Lower Chippewa River and collectively account for almost three-quarters of Xcel Energy's total Wisconsin hydro generation electric capacity. A car case from 1999 is finally over, thanks to the Wisconsin DNR and some satellite images. The Chippewa County Sheriff's Department says it pulled the car, a Lincoln Town car, out of Lake Holcomb yesterday. The car was underwater for 20 years. The Sheriff's Department says the car is not connected to any current investigations. There's no word if investigators are still looking for whoever stole the car 25 years ago or if the owner even wants it. The city brewery in La Crosse is looking at a fine because of its smell. The city imposed a $100 per day fine on the brewery to try to get the swamp gas smell under control. La Crosse's Public Works Department says it's been working with the brewery for a while to try and find a fix for the smell, but the city says there's nothing permanent. The brewery and La Crosse say it wants a contract or an action plan and not more promises from the brewery. You're listening to WRDN News.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Minnesota firefighter Hubby Windmer accomplished an extraordinary goal he set a decade ago, posing for a photo in front of every fire department in Minnesota. With the support of his wife, Denise, Hubby visited all 775 fire stations across Minnesota, documenting his journey with the photos that now fill 14 albums. From the bustling city stations to remote outposts, Hubby completed his mission just months before he retired from the Watertown Fire Department. His dedication and perseverance highlighted the close-knit bond among firefighters across Minnesota, with his journey serving as a testament to the commitment and camaraderie within the firefighting community. After 43 years of service, his accomplishments are considered a symbol of pride and honor that firefighters carry in protecting their communities. For WRDN News, reporting from the NAFB Washington Watch Convention in Washington, D.C., I'm Brian Winnekins.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Windy today, with gusts peaking at 40 miles per hour under partly sunny skies. High temperatures will reach the mid-60s and by tomorrow become much cooler into the upper 50s. This as showers and thunderstorms strike early in the morning and linger throughout most of the day. It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Currently, it's 52.
The Bucks staved off elimination, rolling past Indiana 115-92 in Game 5 of their first-round series in Milwaukee. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Chris Middleton and Bobby Portis both recorded double-doubles. Middleton, 29 points and 12 rebounds. Portis, 29 points and 10 boards. Tyrese Haliburton had 16 for the Pacers. Coach Doc Rivers on Chris Middleton.
He's been amazing on both ends, too. But he has the ability to score. He knows how to play make as well. He really, in a lot of ways, even though one of the guards would come off of it, he was setting up everyone tonight. So Chris was on both ends, played a lot of minutes. Wanted to stay in. He gave us everything tonight.
It's 3-2 Indiana with Game 6 in Indy on Thursday. Middleton says they have to do it again.
Whatever it takes. You know, it's going to be a tough Game 6 in Indy. Drop 2. But we're still confident. I mean, our backs were up against the wall tonight. We had a great home crowd that, you know, got us going. So we have to find a way. That's the only way to put it, find a way to get this next one, to force a Game 7. We can't get to a Game 7 unless we win this one. So it's going to be a great battle.
Brewers crushed the Rays 8-2 at AmFam Field. Willie Adames clubbed a 3-run homer, and rookie Tyler Black took over for Gary Sanchez, who injured his hamstring and had 2 hits in his major league debut.
Crazy, man. Just, I don't know, like, kind of what happened. Didn't really feel my feet at all for about 3 hours, but, you know, I was fortunate to get in there. Obviously, Gary went down. Don't like to see that, but, you know, a couple guys told me before the game just be ready to go. And, you know, I was lucky enough to get in there.
Game featured more ejections and benches clearing fracases between Abner Uribe and Jose Siri. Manager Pat Murphy also booted for the second straight night. Series wraps up this afternoon. In the Midwest League, Quad Cities down Beloit 6-0, and the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers fell to Great Lakes 6-4. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
What's the room again?
1240, down at the end.
Ooh, what's that?
Sammy, don't touch that. That's someone's old food.
Here we are. Do you have the key?
You have both of ours.
Oh, right. Not working.
Rub it.
Come on.
Try flipping it over.
Seriously.
Why can't we go inside?
I'm tired.
Give me yours.
You have mine.
All right.
What? Please, if you
Dad,
could just...
Dad, why aren't you opening the door?
Can everyone just shut the...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
A big payday for one of the sport's smaller race teams. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey everyone, it's Kyle Busch. At Cheddar's, you get a variety of American classics in a place that feels like home. They have comfort food like hand-breaded chicken tenders, homemade chicken pot pie with nearly a half a pound of roasted chicken under that golden flaky crust, slow-smoked baby back ribs so big they're falling off the plate, all for unbeatable prices. And the best part? A free honey butter croissant for every guest. Now that's how they do it. Cheddar's. Get a lot for not a lot.
The 2024 NASCAR Xfinity Series Dash for Cash concluded last Saturday at Dover Motor Speedway with Anthony Alfredo's ninth place finish with his Our Motorsports team, earning them an extra $100,000. Alfredo says the bonus will go a long way for their small organization.
We don't have any technical support, no team alliance. We're all by ourselves out there and just doing a lot with a little. We've been punching above our weight this year, so we knew if we put ourselves in position, you know, who knows what could happen.
The race was the fourth and final Xfinity Dash for Cash event of the season. The series is off this weekend before returning to the track on May 11th at the Darlington Raceway in South Carolina. For more, see MRN.com. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Let the hometown guys at Adams Super Service keep your vehicle's maintenance up to date. With SmartFlow from Adams Super Service, you will see what your vehicle needs, along with a detailed inspection texted directly to you. Visit AdamsSuperService.com to schedule your appointment. Your Napa Gold Certified Car Care Center is Adams Super Service of Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Cattle are supposed to shed their winter coats. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Hair scoring your cows is a tool to select heat-tolerant animals as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Sometimes we have to judge each other's hair, especially cattle. Ideally, we want cows to shed their winter coats before mid-June. This makes them more attractive, more productive, and better able to cope with heat stress due to fescue toxicosis. Hair usually sheds off first at the front end and the top of the animal. Eldon Cole is an extension livestock specialist at the University of Missouri. He says the cattle industry has adopted hair scoring ratings that range from 1 to 5.
A 1 score is an animal that is completely shed off. They're very slick. You can't find any long dead hair on them. A 2 is going to be about 75% shed off. There'll be a little hair on their back end and the lower parts of the quarter. A 3 is about 50-50. A 4 only being 25% shed, and of course a 5 looks like a woolly mammoth.
Ideally, your cattle would score a 1, but Cole says if you're worried about slow shedding, compare that with overall performance.
If you're looking at a cow, you want to make sure she's still in the top half of the herd, probably, on reproduction, and that she's raising a good calf year after year. So, yes, there can be instances where an animal may not totally shed off, but still have good performance. And you need to kind of blend those two together.
Early hair shedding is a heritable trait, so there may be differences due to genetics in the herd. Learn more about hair scoring cattle at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Don't miss the best Spring Fest deals right now at Lowe's. Save big on Stay Green 1 cubic foot garden soil. Get 5 bags for just $10. Plus, get up to 35% off and save an extra $150 on every $1,500 you spend on select major appliances. Shop these can't-miss deals now. Lowe's knows spring. Lowe's knows savings. Offer valid through 5/1. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. While supplies last, appliance savings vary based on purchase amount. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Your gas light's on. We need to fill up.
Gas around here is too expensive.
Don't drive all over searching for the lowest prices. Just download the free Upside app and get cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying gas? I'm stopping now to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or e-gift card. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code RADIO for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. That's promo code RADIO.
55 in downtown Durand. Once again, good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of farm markets on WRDN at the midday. Milk markets are lower. June down 18 to 1848. July down 12 to 1878. August down 8 to 1890. September down 3 at 1902. Cheese markets today, they are moving mostly steady as barrels are at 185.5, 40-pound blocks, 174 and 3 quarters. No sales on the day. Cash butter was also moving steady at 296.5. No sales on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk steady at 112 with no sales. Dry whey steady at 37.5. No sales on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets are moving mostly lower as the trade lacks substantial support from the market's fundamentals to justify trading contracts higher. No cash cattle trade has developed yet, and it's looking like this week's trade will be delayed until at least Thursday or Friday. Hog markets, meanwhile, they are also moving mostly lower today as well, as pork cutout values are once again down slightly, and given that the belly contracts are the leading cause of why the carcass price is lower, it's likely today's carcass price will be weaker as well. Traders, though, are hoping for a fruitful export report on Thursday, but they're going to play a wait-and-see attitude and have lower prices today. June live cattle down $2 to $172.97. August down $2.62 to $170.47. October down $2.65 to $174.40. May feeder cattle down $3.65 to $240.92. August down $4.05 to $251.45. September down $3.80 to $252.67. May hogs down $1.15 to $93. June down $1.87 to $100.60. July down $1.47 to $103.95. At the Chicago Board of Trade, corn markets and soybean markets, they're moving mostly higher as near-term weather keeps rain chances in play for much of the corn and bean belt. And now planting progress is likely slower in many areas. And the trade's still watching the South American bushels, though, continuing to attract export attention as well. Now, wheat markets, they are also moving mostly lower today as the dollar continues to work a bit short of their highs. And the Matif wheat is on holiday for May Day, so we do have a little bit of pressure in the wheat markets because of that today. May corn up 1.25 to 440 and 3/4. July up 2 to 448 and 3/4. September and new crop up 1.5. September 457.25. New crop at 471. May beans up 4.5 to 1150. July up 5.25 to 1168.25. August up 4 to 1169.5. New crop up 3.25. to 1162.75. Chicago wheat, May down 6 to 579. July down 5.75 to 597.5. September down 5 to 617.25. New crop down 4.5 to 644.25. May wheat in Minneapolis down 2.5 to 707.75. while July down 1 to 7.03 1/4. Meanwhile, energy markets are sharply lower. June crude oil down 272 to 79.21. July down 264 to 78.64. June and July gas both down 10 cents. June at 2.59, July 2.55. Join Chip Fleury for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with hour number two of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric sprayed-on bedliner from Osseo Plastics and Supply. A fabric bedliner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bedliner looks factory installed, conforms to your accessories, and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric sprayed-on bedliner can work for you. Visit osseoplastics.com for more information.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. Some areas of the upper Midwest have received some timely spring moisture. We'll talk about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry in harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Only three companies control 95% of the market for large tractor production. When monopolies capture the market, they take advantage of family farmers and restrict who can repair their equipment. That cuts into farmers' bottom line, and laws must be passed to protect our right to repair. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but farmers need the right to repair. And we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
The upper Midwest has been dealing with an active spring weather pattern. There has been some tornadic activity, but hail has been the leader thus far, especially in portions of Illinois. That according to Illinois State climatologist Trent Ford.
Yeah, well, it's definitely been very active, especially kind of late March through the rest of this month, in April. So there's been quite a few instances of severe weather really all across the state. I think hail has been the big, we haven't had a tremendous amount of tornadoes, especially considering what we had last year with near record-breaking frequency of tornadoes, but we have had a lot of hail. I think in March there was a preliminary count of something like 68 severe hail reports, which means at least 1 inch across the state, and we've had 30 to 40 already in April. So that's been the big winner, I guess, is one way to put it. I don't know if it's, nobody wins when hail happens, but that's been a pretty high frequency, and then pretty strong winds as well.
Illinois, Wisconsin, and Minnesota were all battling drought conditions last fall, but soil moisture has been replenished in most areas. Ford says a big rainmaker is continuing to add to the moisture levels.
The bigger chance is when another trough moves through the region on Friday into this weekend, and that is what's going to be the bigger rain bringer. Now, right now, the latest 7-day total is forecasting anywhere between 1.5 inches in far eastern Illinois to the potential to have upwards of 4 inches of rain in far western Illinois. Now, that's at the very high end. These systems are hard to forecast. So, you know, right now, those forecasts paint this big bullseye of red all the way from Tulsa up to Madison of 4 to 5 inches. Now, very unlikely that entire area will get that much rain, but what it's basically saying is there's a chance of heavy rain somewhere in that area. I think that the highest chances are probably a bit farther west into Missouri and Iowa, but there is a chance that parts of Illinois could pick up 3 to 4 inches of rain before the start of next week. And it's western and maybe far southern Illinois that probably have the best chance of that.
Areas to the west of Illinois, like Iowa and Missouri, though, continue to suffer from drought and abnormally dry conditions, that according to the U.S. Drought Monitor. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you.
Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins, reporting from the National Association of Farm Broadcasting's Washington Watch in Washington, D.C. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture has certified nominees that are eligible for election to the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin's Board of Directors. In Division 5, Mark Mitchell of Hudson and Kay Zewald of Hammond were nominated to represent Dunn and St. Croix counties. In District 8, James Ronald Judes of Ringle and Jessica Prale Trimmer of Athens were nominated for Marathon County. District 14, which includes Jackson, La Crosse, and Trempealeau counties, Annalise Wagner of Ettrick was nominated. And in District 20, it was Jessica Kelly of Rock Springs and Randy Roker of Loganville for Richland and Sauk counties. The Department of Ag will be mailing ballots to dairy producers who reside in the affected districts. Producers who have not received a ballot by May 15th can request one by contacting the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture. Now, the ballots must be signed and mailed back to the Department of Ag on or before May 24th. Elected producers will serve three-year terms beginning July 1st of this year and ending June 30th of 2027. The government has announced that it will collect samples of ground beef from retail stores in states with outbreaks of bird flu and dairy cattle. Reuters says the government's confident that the meat supply is safe. Both the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the World Health Organization have said the overall public health risk is low, but it is higher for those with exposure to infected animals. Scientists believe the outbreaks are more widespread in cows than officially reported based on findings of H5N1 particles in about 20% of milk samples. The Food and Drug Administration says the preliminary results of gold standard PCR tests showed pasteurized milk killed the bird flu virus in milk. USDA will analyze retail ground beef samples with PCR tests that indicate whether any viral particles are present. That, according to a statement, USDA's mandatory testing rule for lactating dairy cows begin this week. The National Agriculture Aviation Association is participating in Egg on the Mall at the National Mall in Washington, May 6th through the 8th. Themed The Future of Food and Farming, Egg on the Mall celebrates and showcases America's equipment manufacturers, farmers, ranchers, and innovators working together to drive the tradition of doing more with less environmental impact. Now, the NAAA booth will display an aerial application Bell Jet Ranger helicopter equipped with a liquid spray system for applying crop production materials. The helicopter, along with a spray boom simulation model and other informational displays, will give legislators, regulatory officials, and National Mall visitors an up-close opportunity to learn about the essential role agriculture aviation plays in food production. Lawrence Jerome has been named the 2024 Wisconsin Distinguished Agriculturalist by the College of Agriculture, Food, and Environmental Sciences at UW River Falls. Jerome was the owner of Gerland Farms until his passing earlier this year. The award was presented April 18th to Jerome's family at the 58th Annual Scholarship and Awards Program in front of an audience of more than 200 students, donors, faculty, and staff. CAFES Dean Mitchell Orth announced the award and invited Professor of Animal Science Gary Owen, who nominated Jerome for the award, to say a few words. He described Jerome as a true Renaissance man, an accomplished musician, a highly regarded motivational speaker, a person of strong faith who embraced a diversity of cultures, and a very talented and successful animal breeder. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins, reporting from the National Association of Farm Broadcasting's annual convention in Washington, D.C. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com. Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Customer-owned, community-minded, Synergy.
Another pleasant day today in our Real Country 1430 Ag weather forecast, but then another storm system begins to move in later on today and into tonight, bringing us chances of showers and thunderstorms. Mostly sunny throughout the day today, high 64 to 69, relative humidities at 36 to 41%, west winds at 13 to 18, gusting to around 30. We'll see about 10 hours of sunshine. Tonight, cloudy, a chance of rain, lows 45 to 50. Tomorrow, another chance of showers and storms, highs 55 to 60. East winds at 15 to 20, gusting to 35. For Thursday night, mostly cloudy, another chance of rain and thunderstorms, lows 45 to 50. Friday, partly sunny, a chance of showers, highs 65 to 70. For Saturday, partly sunny, a chance of rain, highs 60 to 65. Sunday, partly sunny, we'll have highs 65 to 70. Looking ahead for Monday, partly sunny, another chance of showers and thunderstorms, warmer, highs 70 to 75.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
It was gonna be a wild ride. You kissed me like you couldn't get enough. Barely made it out of your drive. Burn a little rubber at the red light. Got a little warning from the blue lights. It's only going on 9 o'clock, but feels more like midnight. We ain't even turned up the radio. Ain't been 2 miles down the road. The way you look at me, baby, I don't know if we even gonna make it to the party. Yeah, we got a whole lot of moonlight left. Already having the time of our lives. And we're just getting started tonight. Girl, you already got the window down. And you got your seat laid back. Ain't even made it halfway to town. And you're already talking about a six pack. Already got your shoes off. And you're talking about slipping off. No, we ain't even found your friends. And you already wanna get lost. But we ain't even turned up the radio.
somebody whisper. Expect to be in this position. Didn't expect to have to rise above. My reputation for cynicism. Been a jaded lady when it comes to love. Oh, baby, just to feel this feeling. Everything that you do gives me. It's been too long since somebody whispered.
From Delta Dawn to Dixie on My Mind. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
From falling.
trucks, young love and Saturday nights.
At you through a misty moonlight, Katy did sing like a symphony. Porch swing sway like a Tennessee lullaby, melody blowing through a willow tree. What was I supposed to do? Standing there looking at you, lonely boy.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets, FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
I was no daddy's dream, was not your mama's prayer, but I was your first and your last ticket out of there. I caught your wings on fire when I smoked my Bronco tires out of that town. I'm good at rolling dice, no good at standing still. You're like a thought of chasing life instead of dollar bills. We're living reckless, nothing to catch us, baby, but the ground. This ain't for everybody, toes hanging. Your purple sky, this town's a canvas, baby. Let's paint it red tonight. Go around like shooting stars, chasing what's in our hearts. Into the blue.
Into the blue.
This ain't for everybody. Toes hanging off a ledge. Like we got nothing to lose. Ain't always heaven, baby. This living on the edge. You holding me, holding you. It's a hell of
heart is a